Martin, another tale in the saga of St Ennis. Niamh Connell came out on top today. A very efficient game plan carried out to the last by your men, and a seventh county final, record-breaking number of county finals in a row.
Yeah, look, it went down to the wire. Last week we were chatting about that there. Just was going to be a 1-point game, 2-point game, and that's the way it transpired. We were probably hanging on a wee bit there at the end, but thankfully we just got over the line now, so we've a big 2 weeks ahead of us now to prepare for Gidor.
Yeah, I mean, had the breeze in that first half, and at times, I suppose, some brilliant points, you know, over the course of the game, 11 wide, St Ennis had 1 point yourself. I suppose in terms of efficiency in front of goal, you couldn't ask for any better. The lads, as I say, carrying out that game plan in terms of defending tough at the back and then ruthless when they went for scores.
Yeah, look at that, and that's what it boiled down to, and that was the win of the game in the end up, that we were more efficient than Ennis were. They'll be disappointed, without doubt. They left a lot of scores behind them, ones that they normally would kick on most days, but I suppose the pressure of a big game, county semi-final, they're not as easy got, and thankfully that bit of experience we had. Jack kicked two huge scores, and Ethan kicked one very important free at one stage for us, and Kieran, as he always does, came up trumps, you know, in both in fetching ball and kicking frees, and I suppose that was the difference, a bit of efficiency in front of the posts.
Yeah, Martin, in the Regan household, you know, you're in the Gaeltacht final, you won the league, you're now in the county final. This is just a way of life for you and the family. It seems to be every year Niamh Connell are thereabouts, they're either champions or in the final. It's been a phenomenal time for you and for the club.
Brilliant, yeah, brilliant, and it's not something we take for granted. It has been common practice the last couple of years, but we do appreciate how lucky we are to be in the situation we're in year on year. For long enough we struggled to make finals, make semi-finals. I remember when we started playing back in, I think it's 2002, I think it was, you beat us in a semi-final, but that for us was huge, and to get to a semi-final, it was massive for us. But you know, it's gone full circle now, that we're making finals the way we are, and we're thankfully we've won a few of them, we've lost a few as well, but it's brilliant to be in this situation, but we know it won't last forever, so we want to make the most of it while we have the stuff.
Yeah, indeed. I suppose a lot of people, I suppose neutrals, were saying today this was kind of the setup for the final, but you'll be getting ready. You've probably seen Gidor McCool's yesterday, and you'll be facing a new challenge in terms of this Gidor team.
Yeah, I didn't see the game yesterday now yet, but we'll get watching it now over the next week or that next few days. It's a one-off game, it's a final, we're not silly enough to underestimate Gidor. We've had loads of battles with Gidors down the year. No more than last year, Ennis were county champions before they showed up last year. It was the same the year before, everyone had us blown up to be this and that, and you know, it's a long time since the final. The favourite actually won a county final in Donegal, and we're well aware of that, and all our focus on next week is getting our best preparation and getting our best performance in the final and seeing where it takes us. But we know there'll be nothing easy with that Gidor team.